Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that everyday people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week we're talking electric vehicles. What concerns do everyday people have about them?
If you were to ever drive, would an electric vehicle be something you'd aspire to get?
Oh, I'd love to get a Tesla. I just think they're super cool because I'm not entirely sure how much better they are or are not for the environment based on like their energy levels, but I don't know. I think Teslas are just really cool.
And do you think there are enough supports out there for people looking to get electrical vehicles?
In Ireland?
Yep.
Probably not. I mean, I saw one electric charging station like once in a small town, and that's about it. So there's probably needs a bit more infrastructure.
Well, I've heard that that they pretty much do the same, if not more, in terms of energy cost as like a gas vehicle. So no, I also don't drive, so it's irrelevant to me really. But yeah, no, it's I think it's the same problem, just packaged in a different like it's got a nice little bow on it.
So two big questions there. How much energy do EVs consume, and how much support is there for EV owners? I caught up with Dave Lynch of Windsor Bray to find the answers.
This is going to be the way of the future. There's no doubt about that. We just about time that we start kind of adapting to it, you know?
And at the moment, do we have enough charging points across Wicklow?
Yeah, like a couple of places now. Like at the moment, the offer that we've been doing for the last month and a half, as you know, we've been doing the free home charger for every kind of Megane, E-Tech or Renault or whatever that's been sold. Huge success for the last kind of the month and a half. Good few orders, good few people collecting in July. So the grant for the chargers, the companies that we're using, have never been more helpful. They're, you know, in contact with the customers. They're out. Average installation looking at about nearly 2.5 weeks or so, depending on who you go with. Obviously, they are quite busy at the moment because everyone seems to be going the electric way. Infrastructure, look, there's always room for improvement in this game. When I started in 2017, you know, there was only really a handful. I didn't really know about electric cars until I started. But the infrastructure has gotten better and it will continue to improve over the next kind of couple of years. If this is the way we're going to go, you'll start noticing them everywhere now. I don't know if you've seen Liffey Valley recently. Liffey Valley seem to have a whole line of them. Yeah, they have a whole line just dedicated to electric vehicles. So a lot of places are starting to do that. But yeah, there could be a bit more, you know.
And when it comes to energy consumption, how does it stack up against petrol?
Yeah, again, like I said, depending on the range that you're doing, the driving that you're doing, it will all come down to exactly, like, if you're doing kind of little, like the average customer will probably do about 22 kilometres a day. That's the average for normal people, you know. So I suppose, like, if you're looking at electric as the way to go, you know, consumption, like you're driving in your eco mode, there's regenerative braking. The electric cars are quite clever. They re-educate your driving style. So they'll try to save you as much fuel as possible or as much energy as possible, you know. A lot of people, after they bought the electric car, then kind of look into, geez, I might get the solar panels installed. So the few Meganes that I've sold now over the last couple of months, people have actually come into me, Dave, I've got the solar panels, so I'm actually charging my car for nothing. So that's where they kind of lean into. So it's a nice mix between them, but you're getting, I'm actually looking into them myself for my own house because, like I said, with the way energy prices have been lately, people are now running their electric car for pretty much nothing.
So electric vehicles have become smarter and more eco-friendly than we think. And some electric vehicle users have even put themselves in a spot where they can generate their own energy to run EVs. And it seems the County Wicklow is in a promising place regarding charging points. If you want more information on this topic, be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online using the hashtag ourstoprotect and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Commission na Man with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Man with the television license fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.